It doesn't tell you how many Bnei Yisrael there were. It tells you how many soldiers there were. So they say the Aveira of David HaMelech was not to do with accounting. It was the fact that he wanted to find out how strong his army was. Because
start your day the Torah way in northwest London.
The army rather than the miracles, like
Tuesday,
what would
do. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 1st of Tammuz, 20th of June, Rabbi Adonia Loeschlita, Mazonas Bread, Part 2. This week's Torah is sponsored in Ishmos. Rabbi Yosef Ramosha, Hashem Yom Kippur Domo, Harold Basher, Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yom Kippur Domo, Chanavlum Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yom Kippur Domo, whose Yahrzeit was on the 15th of Sivan, and Shalom is Bas Rabbi Yehuda Leib, Alei HaSholem, whose Yahrzeit was on Shabbos.
Good morning, good Chodesh. Thanks for having me back, the follow-up. Shia. So last week we spoke from the maskona, the conclusion angle in the actual poskim, the potential issues with mazonos bread. Today I would like to go to where really we should have started last week, which is from the Gemara, and look right at the Gemara and even the Mishnayos to try and understand what exactly is some of the controversy about mazonos bread. So, the Rashba, the sugya of mazonos bread is on Daf Mem Beis, primarily on Daf Mem Beis in Brochas. Rashi speaks about it, a drop, excuse my American intonation over there, a drop. The Rashi explains what mazonos bread is on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis, but that's where the sugya of Passover Bekisnin is in Brochas. Now, the Rashba on Daf Lamed Tes, in Brochas, he's speaking about an entirely different sugya. He brings up the following point, which I think is a very nice Pesach to try and understand Passover Bekisnin and mazonos bread. The Rashba says on Daf Lamed Tes, where do we find something, a food, where it has two brochas you can make on it? What a bizarre! Food is what it is. And what it is what decides the bracha. So you should make shahakol, adoma, ho'etz, hamoitzi, mazonos. These are the brachas that we have. Whatever food is, that's the bracha you make. There's no precedent whatsoever, says the Rashba, for a food to have two different brachas. What is that? Bizarre. So, pass, sorry.
It's two.
Mazonos.
So Passover Bekisnin, is that something that we play? Passover Bekisnin has two brachas. The Gemara says that the bracha on Passover Bekisnin is Boire Mine Mazonos. If you're Koveya Suda, so then it's Hamoitzi. Tells the Rashba, well, what is this? Make up your mind. If it's bread, make a moiti the whole time. If it's not bread, then make mazonos the whole time. What kind of idea is this, that sometimes you make mazonos and sometimes you make a moiti? Very, very strange.
That's
sorry?
Ingredients.
That's on the same food.
It's different ingredients.
Well, say, on the same food, some no, it's not different. What do you mean by different ingredients?
Fruit juice.
No, one second. Whatever. Whatever the difference between Passover Bekisnin and bread, and real and bread is, it's still fascinating, says the Rashba, that this Passover Bekisnin has two different brochas, dependent on two different scenarios.
But why shouldn't it have two separate brochas? By definition,
it should.
That's what we'll see. I think that's absolutely wrong.
No.
It's an enormous chiddush.
I don't see the whole rubbish.
Okay, so let me explain. On Daf Mem Beis, Amud Aleph, there's a machlokus in the Gemara, actually, about whether on Passover Bekisnin you make mazonos or hamoitzi. That's a machlokus in the Gemara. Now, we say you make mazonos. What I'd like to explain is, in this double track, where on the same food, sometimes you make mazonos, sometimes you make hamoitzi, which one of these brachas is, if it's possible to look at it this way, is the novelty. In other words, which one of the brachas should we be surprised about that, wow, isn't it interesting how sometimes you make this bracha? In other words, what would have been the svarach itzoyna? What would have been the muskul rishon? What would have been the simple understanding? What's the chiddush? What's the novelty over here in the sugya? What's perhaps unexpected? The fact that when you're not koveya suda, when you're eating pasabah bekisnin as a snack, you make mezonos. That's the chiddush. That's the surprising element in the sugya. Or the other way around, that when you are koveya suda, you make a moitzi. Which way round is the chiddush? Perhaps we'll say that the Gemara is just obvious that when you have a snack, you make mezonos. When you koveya suda, you have a moitzi. But just for argument's sake, to bring out the depth of the sugya, which way round is the chiddush and which way round is the pashtus? The fact that you make mezonos when it's a snack, or the fact that you make a moitzi when you're eating the pasabah bekisnin as a meal. So first of all, let's discuss a Mishnah, the Mishnayos in Challah. Now the Mishnayos in Challah are the source for us to decide what is bread. As we spoke about last week in Parshas Shlach, last week's Parsha, the Torah says you are chayiv in Challah when you have bread. Lechem ha'oretz. When you have bread. When you make bread, you have to separate from it Challah. So that's what the Mishnayos in in Challah are discussing. Now, what is bread? So, the Mishnah in Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalit, makes a distinction between real bread and something called sufganin. Sufganin. And the Mishnah says the sufganin is not chayev in challah. What is sufganin? Don't know how to describe it really, but all that we know is not bread. When the Torah says lechem, the words lechem in Parsha Shlach, sufganin is not that. Sufganin is not that. Now the next Mishnah, elaborates why exactly sufganin is not considered bread. So, bit of background. There are two stages in the development of bread. The significant development of taking some wheat or barley and turning it into bread. Two fundamental stages at which point we say, oh, you diverged from the normal process of making bread. This is not bread, not chayv in challah. The two stages are when you make the dough, that's one stage. That's one critical element of making bread, is how you make the dough. That's one element. And the other element is how you turn it from raw to cooked. Now, how do we turn wheat, which we then grind into flour, we make into dough? How do we make this? How do we turn it from being raw to being cooked, in order that it should be considered bread? Through baking in an oven. Now, we have many ways to cook something. We can put it in a pot full of water. We can fry it. We can even leave it in the sun. All these are legitimate ways to make food ready for consumption. However, the process that we use to make bread is to put it in an oven. So, says the Mishnah, bread is something which you make a thick dough. Isa, blilosoi ova is the loshen that is used. Blilosoi ova. That means that the mixture of flour and water that we call dough is thick. It's thick. Now, if it's runny and it's not thick, then that is not called tchilosoi isa. That's not dough. The Mishnah calls that tchilosoi sufkanin. Tchilosoi sufkanin means that when you mix together, which of course we need to do always, you take the wheat and the barley, you grind it up, and you mix it with a liquid. That's how you make the first stage of making bread. Now, how you mix it together will depend whether it's considered bread or sufkanin. If you mix it together as brilosei ova, it's a thick dough, then it's isa. It's well on its way to becoming bread. If it's runny, and it's not congealed, mixed together in a solid mass, then it's tchilos yisufkunin. It's not bread. Not bread.
You mix it with may papers, is it also
sufkunin? So I want to get to that in a minute. Let me just open bracket.
My wife is a chef by profession. Well, that's, and that is a cake.
Wonderful. So in brackets, so we can start thinking about how we're going to fit everything together. The Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph or Beis, the Mishnah says, if you knead your dough with mei peros, what would you say? Chayiv in challah or potter b'challah? Chayiv b'challah. Chayiv b'challah. It's bread, Rabbi Sai. Now the Rosh brings that in the Perush of Rosh thing might not be so poshut. This Mishnah might not be lekuli alma, but we do paskin like this Mishnah that when you make dough with mei peros, it is bread. It's bread. It's challah. It's very important to remember as we continue to make something not bread. It's not because you knead it with mei peros. It's not because you replace water with fruit juice. It's because the consistency of this dough is runny. That's why it's not bread. Now that's the first stage in the production of bread. The second stage, as I mentioned, is how you prepare it, how you cook it. So in other words, if I... the second stage, how you prepare it, how you cook it, is relevant. Let's say I take my thick dough. Trilato Isa. I've started in the normal, normative way that people make bread. And now, instead of putting this dough in an oven, I fry it. Or I put it in the sun to cook. Now that's sofo sufkanin. It's not bread. Sofo sufkanin. Trilato Isa. The first stage of its production was on the bread track, but then you took it out of the bread track and you made it into sufkinin, soifo sufkinin. It's not bread anymore. Bread you bake in an oven, you don't fry bread. So sufkinin, what the Mishnah in Mishnah Dalit says, is not bread, is something which you don't make into a thick dough. So when we say sufkanin, all we hear in our minds is donut, 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 right? I'm just going to speak about donuts in 1 second, but it's not accurate for the reason I'm just about to explain. So sufkanin is something which the dough is not thick. Trilosoi sufkanin. It's not thick, it's runny. The sofo sufkanin, you fry it or you cook it in water. That is what this thing, this substance, which is called sufkanin. Bread, as I said, is a thick dough, brilose ova, vesofo isa, trilose isa, vesofo isa, thick dough, baked in an oven. Now the Mishnah says something interesting. I'm going to start from the smaller chiddush first. What's the case if I have trilose sufkanin, my dough is all runny, doesn't have the proper consistency to be considered on the bread track, but then you put it in an oven? What then? Trilosoi sufkanin, vesofo isa. What's the din over there?
That's like all our cakes.
No.
It's a sponge cake.
No.
It's a liquid dough.
Right, liquid dough, yeah.
You bake it.
Liquid dough and you bake it, right, okay, very good. If this is how you make a sponge cake.
You can make it into biscuits, for example. You can't use it to make bread.
So very good. So says the Mishnah, that's chayiv in challah. That's chayiv in challah. You bake it in an oven. That's chayiv in challah. What's the rationale? Very simple. Right now, you baked it in an oven. Right now, it came out as bread. What's the problem? So that's fine. That's clear. Absolutely clear. That's chayiv in challah. Bread, le mahadrim in a mahadrim. Fantastic. Now, what's the case if you go the other way around? What if you have blilosoi ova? You have thick dough. Whether it's kneaded with water or mei peros, doesn't make a difference. Both chayiv and challah, theoretically, if I bake it in an oven. But what if I have thick dough and then I fry it? Which I think is the matzias of a donut. Yeah. That's how you make a donut, right? So what's the case over there? Now here, we have a fascinating and crucial machlokes between the Rash and the Rabbeinu Tam. It's discussed in Brochus Daf Lamed Zayin, providentially also in Psochim Daf Lamed Zayin. It's in Shulchan Aruch on in Simon Shin Chof Tes in Yerodea in Hilchos Chalot. This machlokes. Here we have a fascinating machlokes. First of all, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says Chayev in Chala. The Mishnah says, as long as Tchilosoi Isa, even if Soifoi Sufkanin, even if you fry it in the end, it's Chayev in Chala. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the question is that true in all circumstances? And the nafgamina to this question is donuts. Is a donut considered bread? Is a donut chayiv in chala, Rabbi Yisai?
Yes, it's what you just said. Yes, it's chayiv
chala. I didn't say the answer yet.
Yeah, but it's not by definition a moitzi. Fry it.
So let's see. I'm not clear what you're saying. So let's see. The first, the Rabbeinu Tam.
It was a dough.
Oh! Baruch Shekibanta. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says in Brochas, Daf Lamed Zayin, in Psochim, Daf Lamed Zayin. That is exactly, precisely, the Svara that Rabbeinu Tam says. That the Chiyav of Chala is when? Ba'ariso Yiseichem. When it was Isa. That's precisely what the Rabbeinu Tam says. However, we don't pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. We pass in, the Shach says, we should machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll see. Now, the Rash on the Perush Mishnayos over there, in Aleph Hey in Chala, says that being a blilosoi ova is not enough to be chayiv in Chala. When are you chayiv in Chala? When is blilosoi ova? Only when you made it a thick dough, you had in mind that you're going to bake it in an oven. That's what the Rash says. When you have your thick dough blilosoi ova. And when you're making the dough, you have in mind that I'm going to make bread from this. In other words, when you knead it, you think, yes, I'm going to put it in an oven. Then, since the chayv of chala is when it's on dough, so it's chayv in chala already. Now, even if you change your mind, you say, you know, I made enough chala this week. Not enough donuts, so I'm going to fry it instead of cooking it. Fine, it's already chayv in chala. But if when I was making the dough, I had in mind that I'm not going to bake it, I'm going to fry it, says the Rash, not bread, it's not chayiv in chala. Not chayiv in chala.
Kavona.
It's all dependent on kavona, according to the Rash. If you change your mind in the middle, you started out thinking I'm going to make bread, and you change your mind in the middle, and you say, no, I'm going to make donut, it's already chayiv. Since the chayiv of chala, the Rash agrees, is when it's dough. But if you knew all along that I'm not going to put this dough in an oven, it's potter from challah, says the Rash. And therefore, donuts, where we're obviously not changing our mind the whole time when we're making donuts, when we make a thick dough to make donuts, what would the Rash say? Potter min challah. Potter min challah. And that's why, again, just in parentheses, just to skip to the end of the story, that's why we don't have an issue with donuts, since we paskin like the Rash. That's in Shin Chof Tes Siv Gimel, Siv Bei Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Patzkes is like the Rash, that therefore donuts is not lechem. Donuts is for sure not lechem. So if someone wants to be machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam, it can get into a question, how machmir we are according to Rabbeinu Tam. Without that, the mainstream, the donuts are not lechem. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? Just as, again, we're hearing the end of the story. There's more to explain. But Pasav Abakisnin, what does the Gemara say? If you're Kaveh Suda, then you have to wash. You have to say, make a moitzi. Donuts is not Chayiv in Chala. It doesn't begin. The whole sugi doesn't begin with donuts. It's not Chayiv in Chala. It's not what the Torah calls Lechem. You can't make a moitzi Lechem in Aretz. You don't bench on something which is not bread. So you can eat donuts from today till tomorrow. Gorge ourselves on donuts. Have a whole box. This question doesn't begin of Kaviyah Suda. It's not bread. You don't make a moiti on something which is not bread. Spaghetti. You want to eat spaghetti from today till tomorrow. You make a moiti, Kaviyah Suda. That's made out of wheat. It's not bread. Not chayiv in challah. So too donuts. So donuts look the same to us as Passover Bekisnin, looks like it's the same sugya. Completely different sugya. The sugya doesn't begin with donuts. It's not chayv and challah. So where does Passover Bekisnin come in? Passover Bekisnin is Tchilosoi Isa. You make a fig dough, and even if you didn't, like you were saying, sir, even if you didn't, it wouldn't make a difference because Soifo Isa, you bake it in an oven, right? Which is absolutely chayv and challah in the same way. A Passover Bekisnin, Tchilosoi Isa, it's a thick dough, and then what do you do with this dough? How do you make a rugalach?
Bake it.
You bake it, you don't fry it, you bake it. As far as I'm aware, that all Passover Bekisnin and the Matzias, I mean, definitely in the Sugya, I'm just saying I might be missing something in the Matzias, but Passover Bekisnin is Tchilosoi Isa, V'Sofo Isa, it's Lechem. The Sugya of Sufkanin doesn't start with Passover Bekisnin. It's Lechem, Mahadrim, and Mahadrim. And therefore, are you Chayv and Chalo on Passover Bekisnin?
Yeah.
Absolutely. In exactly the same way. It's bread lechol dova. And this, says the Mishnah, in Perik Beis, in Chala, is even if you need it, but made peiros. That doesn't make a difference. Again, the Rosh elaborates, I don't want to be misunderstood, that it's there are shitas that hold that Mishnah, which says, is not lahalocha, but just without overcomplicating things. Passover Bekisnin is lechem lechol dava. Lechem, no question. Schayv in chala. So when you approach the sugya in brochas, men beis and madalif, maybe I'll just.
Some bagels look like donuts.
Okay, good question. So says the Gemara, Daf Mem Beis. It's a very informative story because it brings out the novelty of Passover Bekisnin. So Rav Yehuda have asik le lebrei bei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So Rav Yehuda was marrying off his son in the house of another Rav Yehuda, which is one of the Mefoshim say that this whole issue that you shouldn't choose a father-in-law with the same name seems not like that from this Gemara. So there are different Girsois that change his name. Okay? So, Aisila Kamayu Passover Bekisnin. They served in this Chasna. See, nothing's changed in the last 2,000 years. They served in this Chasna Passover Bekisnin. Ki also, when Rav Yehuda was mingling in the crowd, Shaminu Dekumavaruchi Amoitzi. He heard that everyone was busy washing and making Amoitzi on this Passover Bekisnin. Omaluhu. My tzitzi, the kishomana. What is this? What is this twittering, right? What is this? He's like, hear it. Hamoitzi? Hamoitzi that I hear? Dilma moitzi lechem in the oris. That's what I hear. Kimivarchisu? Amulein? Yeah? Amulein? Yes, for sure we're making hamoitzi. Why not? The sanya of moindo oimem, mashum rabbi Yehuda, pasal, bekisnim, vorchim, lav, hamoitzi, etc. And then rabbi Yehuda says, you've got the wrong gear. So in the brisa, in fact, it says, pasal, bekisnim, you don't make hamoitzi. But everyone in this chasna, when they were served their Passover Bekisnin, they're all making a moitzi. Why were they doing that? Why on earth would you not do that? It's lechem. The Torah calls this lechem. Why on earth would you not make a moitzi lechem min ha'aretz? Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you make mezonos. Despite the fact that you're not crazy, all of you. There's not a bizarre rationale that you're making a moitzi on this bread. Says Rabbi Yehuda, still, it's not the correct bracha, still you should only make mezonos. So now, I think we've dealt with our original question already, which is, which one of these two options is the novelty? The fact that when you're not kaveh suda, you make mezonos, or the fact that when you are kaveh suda, you make a moitzi? For sure, the chiddush in Lomdus, in this sugya, is that you make mezonos on this thing. And that's why everyone in the chasna missed that chiddush. Because it's a huge pella. It's a huge pellet you make mezonos on bread. What is that? So on pasta and on donuts, it's not bread, right? It's not chayv and challah. The Passover Bekisnin is tchilosu isa v'sofa isa. It's bread. It's Passover Bekisnin. So the svara pshuta would be until informed otherwise, did you make a moitzi and you'd bench? So what is the pshat? What is the pshat, Rabbi Say?
That was a brocha that you made.
For sure. When you make a moitzi,
do I bench?
No, you don't. No, that's what I said before. You don't bench because it's not lechi.
These people at the chasna, they were being kovei asuda, weren't they?
I guess it was the waiters serving an hors d'oeuvre.
Reception.
Yeah. That explained before. So from brevity, for the case of brevity, let me jump to the end of the sugi now. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat where you make mezonos and pass over b'kisne? And this is the answer to the controversy of mezonos bread, as to whether mezonos bread fits this criteria. Says Rashi on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Rashi describes what passover b'kisne is. He says, passover b'kisne, la'achar achila of birkas hamazon, after people had the suda and they benched, hoyu regidin lahovi kesonin, the custom was they would bring these things, kesonin, behin kloyos, they were grains of wheat, sweet grains of wheat. Fisha yofin elev, good for the heart. Karaminum ba'alma, hanikisni demari liba, etc., etc. Umevine moyem, with these kloyos, pas shenilusha im tavlin, they would bring together with these kloyos, which is not pasabo bekisnin, yeah? Even though it says kisonin, not to be confused, but that's pasabo bekisnin. So they would bring with these kloyos, they would bring with them pas, a kind of bread, shenilusha im tavlin. V'yesha oisim oison kaminsi poirim v'ilonois, some would make this bread in the shape of birds and trees. Fancy dessert. V'oichlin mehem dova muot, and they would eat a small amount of this bread. Umitoich shenoistin bo tavlin harbe, v'egoizim ushkedim, because people put spice and nuts and honey he said different kinds of nuts in this bread. Uma'achola muat, the general way people eat this bread is a small quantity. Loi hitinua brocha me'ein shalosh. Here Rashi doesn't speak about hamoiti. They didn't put the brocha of ala michia, says Rashi. Because you eat so little of this pasabar b'kisnin, it doesn't get the brocha of me'ein shalosh. You don't even make ala michia on this bread. Mita dehava, etc., etc., etc. Rashi says, the pshat of pasabar b'kisnin, the reason why you don't, I'm going to elaborate in 1 second, the reason why you don't wash or bench is because the way you eat this bread is in a very small quantity. And that, since the brocha of Amoti Lechem in Oretz and Birkas Hamazon is because of the chashivas of Pas, because it's soyeh the lev, you eat it as a whole meal, and it's because of that that it gets its own brocha, since even though this Pasabar B'kisnin is bread, in terms of being chayv and challah, since the way you eat it is only a small amount, therefore Chazal didn't put the brocha of a motzi and benching on it. And Rashi Shita, fascinating, is, you know what brocha achroin you make a pasabar b'kisnin? Bo'irein afosho is rabbis. You eat so little of it, you eat a kazayis, but you eat the way you eat it is so little, it doesn't even get the brocha of me'ein sholosh. Tosfos argues and says, no, you make the brocha of me'ein sholosh, you make alamichya. Rashi Shita is, you make brain of fosho is impassable b'kisnin. Why? Because ma'achol amu'at. You eat a tiny amount of it. Because the Rashba and other Rishonim say that it's because it's only for a dessert, it's for a kinuach, it's not for the whole meal. And that is the svara as to why on bread you don't say hamoiti lechem in the oretz, because ma'achol amu'at. And the Beis Yosef says, in explaining this chiddush that you make mezonos on pasabar b'kisnin, his words are that lo kovu in Simon Kuf Samiches, it's in Sif Zayin in the Beis Yosef, says the Beis Yosef, lo kovu chachom levorach hamoitzi v'sholosh brochos, Chazal didn't institute to make a moitzi and bench afilu b'kazayis ele b'lechem bread, shederech b'nei odom likboya olav, that the way, the behavior of people is to have a meal with it. Dahainu isa shenilusha b'mayim levad b'loy shum tarovis, that you only need your bread with water. Aber kol sheyesh bo shum tarovis mimei peiros mitavlin kiven she'ein derech b'nei odom likboya sudoson olav lo yichivu levorech hamotiv shalosh brachos. Since the general behavior, the way people are noyeg with this bread is not to be koveya asuda, Chazal didn't institute birkas hamazon and hamotzi, and that is why it is mazonus. And then, obviously, if you behave otherwise with it, and you indeed use this passover b'kisnit to have a suda, so it goes back to its original natural state. Since it's bread, you make hamotzi and you bench. So I think from having learnt the sugya together, I think we can all understand the tremendous chiddush that you on mazonus bread, you would still consider that pas habor bekisnin and not normative bread.